This is Charlie Warren.
I work at Perkins School for the Blind. My friend was a beta tester for this thing, Google Glass. It is a couple of things. You wear it like a pair of glasses, and there is a touch panel up by your temple that you can receive gestures, and you tap it to sort of wake up the device. It's kind of like a Bluetooth headset. Inadvertently, when I was making a call on my cell phone, it just routed right through Google Glass, and I was hearing the person who I was talking to just through the glasses. I have just started in the orientation and mobility program at UMass Boston. I am just interested in whether this could be useful as kind of a navigation aid. Since it links up with a smartphone, you can just get directions hands-free. I can tap it. It wakes up, I say, okay, Glass, get directions to yada yada, and it will hopefully start directing you through Google Maps. I got a tablet that has a mobile connection that is a Nexus tablet, which is a Google thing. Mm-hmm. It's Android. The way I was sort of seeing it as people could choose whatever kind of route they want and just try and use Google Glass to get there, and I would be around, so if we could hopefully navigate through the inaccessible parts, and then just provide feedback about what would make this more accessible.
So does this basically give, like, for example, I live on Commonwealth Avenue, and let's say I wanted to get to the pizza restaurant around the corner from me. Would this, if I was using this, it would give me, say, the walking directions from Google Maps?
Yes.
To get from my place
as you're walking, and it knows which direction you're facing, right, too. It speaks to you. It's a bone conduction speaker. Mm-hmm. It's not like an earbud.
And so it allows you both to hear what the device is saying,
yeah,
but also not eliminate other ambient noise.
That's probably how we're hearing each other right now.
Well, this is like those Aftershocks headphones.
Yeah. Right.
So it has the sort of touch panel by your temple, and I can scroll forward, and one of the screens is places nearby. Now, there isn't a screen reader right now, but if there was, it would say five places nearby, and then I can tap on it, and it'll give me restaurants that are close to me, and it also tells you when they're open, and then
right,
you tap on the one you choose, and then it will direct you there with Google Maps. Now, I haven't been able to use that because they're not available. You can't buy them in a store, so it's still just in the testing mode.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a whole forum. There's actually at least three other people who are thinking about how this can be useful for people who are blind or who have visual impairments. And so there's a forum for developers and of this product, and so I would just hope to contribute to that forum in a way that would be useful for people who have those developing skills, which I do not have.
If you have something running on a Nexus tablet,
yeah,
like TalkBack, for
right,
instance, can you use the touch panel on Google Glass,
exactly,
to
mm-hmm,
control the device? Can you use the touch panel as a substitute for the screen on a mobile device? Can you play
yes,
voice?
You can.
Okay.
And with voice commands, you can say,
voice commands.
You touch the panel, it wakes it up, you say, okay, Glass. And
okay,
then you can say, take a picture, record a video, send a message to, make a phone call
now
to.
You were saying, like, places nearby. Like, you're walking down the street, and you want to find those places nearby.
Mm-hmm.
What do? You say, find places nearby, and then it says them?
Well,
I mean,
no, so you scroll through it and then there's a little
right,
screen up
okay,
by your
so
eye. But
I'm
I haven't
saying,
really
yeah,
used this.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
That's the thing.
Got
I got it with the full intention of
sure,
seeing whether
understood,
it was useful
yeah,
for people
okay,
without vision.
Well, you have
so,
to hear the results
right,
in order for it to be of any use.
And comparison is something like, say, an iPhone connected to a pair of only Bluetooth sunglasses. That's a similar situation. I can't control the entire phone through the sunglasses because I don't have the means to do all the yeah, the gestures involved, but I could do anything that involves the speech. Like I could say, boop, Siri, take me to MIT or something like that.
Yeah.
For instance, Google Glass, the projected price is somewhere around $2,000, $2,500, is
that correct? It's less than that,
so
but
less.
It's very expensive, yeah.
Yeah,
that's
okay. Yeah, because like, say something like you know, a pair of Bluetooth sunglasses and an iPhone is considerably cheaper than anything we're talking about here.
Well, my first question is, why is it in a pair of glasses? Is that just an easy way to stick it on your head?
Yes.
Okay. Anything I put on my head, including those Aftershocks bone conduction headphones, I found that even when I wasn't playing anything through them, just the fact that they were on the sides of my head affected my facial vision. I don't think there's anything that would excite me more than a device that would improve upon the cane and the guide dog. What would this do for a blind person that the Seeing Eye app on the iPhone, the Seeing Eye GPS app, wouldn't do?
I think we don't know yet. And what Charlie's here to offer us is an opportunity for us to go out one-on-one, play with it, test it, see how it works, and whether we can make suggestions that may be helpful as this is developed, that it will be useful for us. What I would suggest that we do, why don't you give your email, and people who are interested should email you with what name, phone number, what would you like?
Email me with your interest. I work, but I would love to arrange a time and at your convenience. And
how robust is the hardware? Because, of course, if you're going to use this for GPS, why are you going to use it outdoors where it rains? Mm-hmm. And I, like some other blind people, do tend to walk into things with my face.
Yeah, it's like springy, and it's pretty light. And
Charlie, give your email, okay, if you would.
C as in Charlie, F as in Frank, D as in dog, Warren, Warren, at gmail.com. CFD. Warren@gmail.com.
Thanks, everybody, for coming.